KSL at night. KSL at night.
You're back with us on KSL at night alongside Leah Murray. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And Leah, this weekend is the 194th annual general conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as usual, KSL News Radio will be broadcasting special content that our reporters and producers have been working on during breaks in the conference. And last night, we had Debbie Dujanovic on our show. She's doing a segment on bipolar disorder and an individual who, specifically involving an individual who took his life on January of this year at the Salt Lake International Airport, and just sort of how that all works out. It was a really fascinating story that she is doing on that particular individual, but more broadly on the disorder in general. Tonight we have with us Jessica Lowell, who's going to talk to us about something really interesting. I don't know if you've ever done this, Leah, but it's called cold plunging, which is just exactly what it sounds like.
I've done like the polar bear challenge.
Oh, you have?
Do you know what I mean? Like when I was like a Girl Scout, you run into the water in the freezing cold water.
And did you come out a better person?
Clearly.
Well, there are some physical and mental benefits to this that a lot of us hadn't thought about. And so we're going to be talking to Jessica Lowell about that. Let's talk to her now. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Leah.
And Jessica, by the way, is the executive producer for Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. And Jessica, what got you interested or decided to look into cold plunging?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it has to do with Utah's long cold winters here. I think last year was particularly hard on a lot of people, and I think there are a lot of people who have seasonal depression. And I think I was looking into ways of how, you know, people can embrace the winters. And a friend had mentioned to me that he liked to take cold showers, and it really was a hard reset for him. And then, I don't know, as cold plunges have just become more popular and they started popping up on my feed, I was really interested in looking at them and seeing if there were any actual benefits of doing cold plunges for your mental health.
So I'm going to tell you what, Jessica, I don't know what feed, like your For You feed is very different than mine, because I'm going to tell you, I've never heard of this until we're talking about it. So I do not have cold plunging all over my feed.
You said you did it.
I need to, as a Girl Scout, like 40 years ago, I don't think that she's talking about. So I clearly need you to curate my content. But here's the thing. When we think about it politically, this last session, so Senator Kurt Bramble ran a bill, SB 106, that would prohibit the Department of Health and Human Services from regulating public cold baths, or I guess to make them legal. So clearly he's on the same feed you are, Jessica.
Why would they have ever been illegal?
Right. So can you talk to us about what Senator Bramble was doing? Yeah. And what Greg is saying, why is it illegal? You know, why is the legislature getting involved?
Go. Why did we have to ask that question?
It's not necessarily that it's illegal. It's just that it was such a new thing. And there were these companies that were starting to open that offered cold plunge experiences, so you could pay and get in a cold tub. And these companies kind of had no parameters with the health department. So they were being treated like they were pools. And, you know, pools are supposed to be a certain amount of warmth because, you know, it can be risky as a small child to get into a freezing cold pool, or if you have health conditions, to get into a freezing cold body of water. And so they were trying to regulate them like, oh, they have to be at least 60 degrees and the water has to be changed every time someone new gets in. And they had all these special parameters for them. They didn't have all these special parameters for them. They were just being regulated like pools. And so as these companies were opening up, they were like, well, we can't work as a cold tub experience place because there's no rules around it, and we're being treated like pools, and some of them are counterintuitive because, you know, we want our water to be as cold as possible, and they're telling us they have to be a certain level of warmth. So what Kurt Bramble did was he just outlined this regulation that there won't be regulations kind of for these cold plunge experiences so that they can actually function as they want to.
How did we miss that one, Leah? The cold plunge bill.
Because
we talked about all the legislation.
Social media feed as
right,
Jessica.
But you can now pay money to jump into a cold bath. So there have to be some benefits to this, Jessica. And talk to us about the health benefits.
Yeah, so I talked to a health expert, a University of Utah health athletic trainer, about some of the physical and mental benefits that I was hearing about when I was talking to people. And, you know, there's not a lot of research into this yet. It's kind of a new phenomenon, and people are doing it for all sorts of different reasons. And there's a lot of anecdotal studies into it, but not a whole lot of, you know, studies with consistent parameters. So, but really what he told me is that, you know, we've been icing injuries forever. You know, you get a sore ankle and you put an ice pack on it. And this is kind of a similar thing of, you know, athletes, you've seen it in movies, I'm sure, where an athlete has a really hard workout, a football player, the wrestler or whatever, and they get in an ice bath. So this has been a thing for a long time that athletes have been doing. And now more and more people are doing it for the physical benefits as well, where they're getting into these cold tubs for just soreness or inflammation that they have. And then as far as the mental health benefits, you know, she says, we all know, we've all heard of like a cold shock. And she says that when this happens, you get an increase in adrenaline and serotonin. These are like happy hormones. And also it gives more opportunities for dopamine to bind. So all these happy hormones are being released all at once. And so you are just getting this big rush of happy hormones. And she says that some of those psychological changes can last for as long as 24 to 48 hours.
Jessica, I'm just going to ask you, have you ever done a cold plunge?
Yes, I did my first one while I was doing my conference special, and I got it all on tape.
Oh, good.
Oh, you recorded it. Okay, so pause. And you were super, super happy when you jumped in that freezing cold water?
My fear hormones, I think. But I will say when I came out, I did feel like this giddiness and this euphoria, and I was just, you know, buzzing.
Yeah, because I'm with you totally on the physical, right? Like I follow sports, and always the athletes are hopping into some kind of bath of cold water, right? That totally makes sense. But the mental health,
I can see that though.
If there is no hot water in your shower, you are angry. Like if you are taking a cold shower, I don't think you're happy.
Yeah, it's definitely not a cozy experience.
So tell us about your experience, Jessica. What did you do?
Yeah, so I went up to the Weber River in Oakley, and it was a freezing cold day in February. It was snowing, and I went with a woman who's been going every day for 2 years, and she was getting in on the anniversary of her 2 years getting in, and I got in myself with her for my first time ever, and I got into the river, and I think I lasted a little over a minute, and that's all I could stomach.
Wow.
And then I was like, I need to get out now.
A minute's a long time. And that river in February was probably at freezing temperature.
I'm questioning all of your life choices, Jessica, but I'm going to believe you that it was good for your health and then it was good for your mental health. Have you done it since?
No.
So you didn't
no,
go every day. Gotcha.
No, I think I now have this feeling whenever I think of getting into the cold water where I have that dread that I think a lot of other people feel, where I'm like, there's no way somebody could convince me to get into cold water right now.
Jessica, tell us, because you're doing kind of, you're telling us what you're talking about. When does this special air? When our listeners, when should they be paying attention?
Yeah, so my special will air on Saturday, and it will air from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's really interesting. And so what even got you thinking about this? How did this even come up as a topic?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just was looking into potential mental health benefits during the summer. During the winter, and I just wanted to see if there were any kind of studies, any kind of research into things that people could do to deal with seasonal depression. I'm from Florida, so dealing with cold winters, cold, gloomy winters was new for me. And so I was curious about it. And then I found cold plunging and I jumped into this world where there were so many more benefits than people said that there were so many more benefits than I could have ever imagined.
Well, we'll look forward to your program Saturday at 4 p.m. Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Great. Thank you, guys.
And when we come back after the break, let's talk about elections.